Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And again, back on the Locker Room Chats, welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats with Shauna Remus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here on KD Country 94. Coach, you've actually played four games since we talked last. I want to focus first on the Ulysses win to snow out the Orange and Black Classic last Thursday, a 54-34 victory as Cassandra Thompson had a career-high 18 for you and did a great job in the post in that one. You get a 20-point win. How nice was it to get back on the winning track there and pick up a 20-point victory?
Yeah, I was super excited for the kids, to get that win, and we shot the ball much improved, and I thought Cassandra was huge in that game, and we did a great job finding her. It was really fun. It was fun for the kids to get the win and feel that again. So super proud of their efforts in that game for sure.
That means you got on the winning side of the bracket, and you knew the competition would be tough out at Colby. You fall to the host school, Colby, by 12, 36-24 before losing to Hayes in the third place game, 56-23. Hayes, obviously, a bigger team there and a bigger school, clearly. But just looking at those last two games, what were some of the things you took out of those as you move forward here this season?
Yeah, we knew when we got on the winner's side it was going to be more difficult, but we were ready for the challenge. We'd see some good teams all year, and both of those teams that you mentioned had been state ranked, so we knew they were going to be a challenge as well. But we played really well against Colby. We just didn't hit a few shots when we needed to, but that was basically the difference in the game there. We played right with them the whole entire time and had opportunities actually in the fourth quarter, and we just couldn't hit the shots when we needed it. And then Hayes was just much bigger, much more athletic than we were able to stop. And so it was really difficult for the girls there, but super proud of their efforts. And, playing three games in 3 days is not easy. And they definitely fought hard every minute of the game. And so for that, I was thankful.
Sacred Heart on Tuesday, they actually kind of built a fairly sizable lead late, but you fought all the way back, got within the three there in the end, but ended up falling 46-43. Take me through that game and what stood out the most in Salina last night.
I thought our kids again, executed pretty good, and we were concerned about a couple of their players, and we knew they were pretty good shooters, and so we were trying to stop that, and they were able to hit some shots when they needed it. But we continued to battle and grind, and we shot pretty well last night at times. And then we needed a three there at the end, and we just weren't able to get it. But our kids are learning; they're figuring it out, and it's exciting. And they're right there in ball games now, so that's exciting to see. And hopefully, we can get a win on Tuesday. But four games, in that stretch is really hard, and you could see that last night at times. They were tired and. So I think that hurt us at times. But, they just continue to give everything they got.
You mentioned Tuesday with Republic County. You'll play them before we talk again. You do have Friday off. But with Republic County, what are some of the things you want to see in that second matchup? You beat them by seven at their place the first time.
Well, just consistency. I mean, that's what we're looking for right now. Offensive consistency and controlling our turnovers and then, handling what we can do defensively. They've got some talented kids as well. They're much improved this year, so – it'll be another tough test for us, but we're excited for the opportunities. And, our games are limited in terms of how many we have left. And these kids, are just learning something new every game, every day. And you can see it kind of all clicking. So it's fun to see that. And I think we'll have a good showing on Tuesday.
Beloit girls coach Shauna Remus here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck next Tuesday up against Republic County.
Thanks.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
And back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, the Blue Trojans head coach Ryan Eilert joining us now. Coach, you played four games actually since we talked last. Let's go first back to the two wins to start out the Orange and Black Classic there at Colby. A real nice win on Thursday against Pine Creek, Colorado, 67-45. Bryce Beisner had a career high with 25 for you in that game. So a great performance there. You had 18, and the game winner with 7.5 seconds left against Colby the next day, 48-46. Noah Gerstner had 14 in both of those games as well. Just take me through those first two and how you played in getting those wins.
Well, the Pine Creek game, I thought our kids just came out with an attitude of, you know, we're going to get the ball inside and we're going to dominate, and that's kind of what happened. We knew from watching film that they had some good guards but didn't have a lot of post play, and thought our kids did a great job of establishing themselves inside, and Bryce had a tremendous game and able to knock down some threes in that as well to get a good inside out combination going, and so followed that up with Friday's game against Colby, and just a great high school game. The atmosphere was great. There was a big crowd. It was loud, and you know, there was a lot of runs in the game to where you know, Colby started off really hot, and then we came back and actually had you know, got up on them, but it was just kind of a back and forth effort. And and late in the game, you know, we were up, I think, 9 or so at one point in the fourth, but they fought back and able to take the lead, and then were able to get Bryce the ball late in the game with about 10 seconds to go and able to get an and one and make his free throw to give us a two-point advantage. And then, you know, they get a good look at the buzzer, but not able to get it to go, and able to get a nice two-point win.
Olathe North in the championship then on Saturday. It was nice to be in that game, I know, but Olathe North, it sounds like, has a very, very quality defense there. They held you to 34 and a 19-point win. What do you see in the championship?
Well, you know, playing three games in 3 days against a, you know, a really good opponent, you know, we struggled some. Their physicality and quickness, you know, they're not a tall team, but they sure make up for it with their quickness and their ability in the post to just kind of shove you out of where you want to be and help side defense. And so I think our kids learned there is a different level to play, a different intensity to play. But I thought our kids, they battled, and it was just a tough go most of the time from it. But hopefully they realize that, you know, there is a different intensity and level that, you know, they can play at.
Sacred Heart Tuesday, then you trailed 13-10, but went on a 16-0 run to take a 26-13 lead at one point. You go on to win it by 11, 63-52. Bryce led four in double figures with 20. Just how do you feel about the win at Sacred Heart there Tuesday?
Well, it was a good win. You know, Bryce played really well again, ended up with 20, 11 rebounds and 8 blocks. And then, you know, Noah and Wyatt and Eli scored the ball extremely well. And one of the best things about this four-game stretch is we've had four and five guys scoring the ball well and been pretty balanced. But the Sacred Heart game, I thought our kids in the second quarter did a nice job of you know, kind of – rebounding from there, Sacred Heart's hot start and able to get a 10-point lead and even pushed it up to 15, I think, in the third quarter. But Sacred Heart battled back and thought our kids just did a nice job of sharing the ball and making plays down the stretch and did have a chance a couple times, I felt like, to put Sacred Heart away. But a couple costly turnovers on our part allowed Sacred Heart to hang around. But you know, just a good four-game stretch for us. Feel like, you know, we continue to improve on different aspects each night and got a lot of guys playing well right now.
Again, you don't have a game Friday, but you will play again before we talk next week against Republic County. So you'll have them at home on Tuesday. You beat them by 41 the first time. Just some initial thoughts. What do you need to do to kind of have that same kind of success the second time around?
Well, you know, one thing I've been pleased with this team is each night we're coming out, you know, with intensity and not having that game where we almost step back a little bit. And against Republic County, it's going to need to be that way. You know, they've got a couple kids that if they get hot can put the ball in the hole. But, you know, for us, it's just continue to improve and making sure we come with the right mindset on Tuesday.
Ryan Eilert, coach of the Bullet Trojan boys basketball team here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and enjoy your breather, and we'll chat with you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Our Beloit locker room chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue our Wednesday locker room chats with Osborne Bulldog head basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and online KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening at this time on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94, we're with Trina Luters, now the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, you played two games since we talked last, both against the same team. Third place game against the Wilson Lady Dragons on Friday, you won 64-52. A little bit bigger victory margin on Tuesday at home, 72-49. Take it back first to that third place game, though. Trinity had 17 of her 32 in the fourth quarter and went 8 of 8 from the free throw line down the stretch. Grace William had a career-high 15 as well. Just some of the things that you noticed from that game on Friday, how were you able to pull away there in the end against a Wilson team that came to play?
Yes, Wilson did come to play, and it took us a while to get in rhythm, it felt like. And what I noticed that fourth quarter is just the desire and drive to just make it happen. You know, we come into that fourth quarter, and we're like, now's the time. You got to turn it up, and we saw the grit and the desire, and we were able to get it done. And we needed that big fourth quarter, and it's a good thing that happened for us. And so, obviously, after that game, we came in and made a few adjustments before the Tuesday night game.
It looked like on Tuesday you kind of did, it was a little bit similar, but it was a gradual progression of building on your lead as the game went on. You go on to win it 72-49. Trinity had 31 again for you, Gracie Reiner with 24. So getting some others involved in that one as far as the difference in scoring. But what was the difference on Tuesday night that you saw for your group?
It was a defensive difference. We were came out after halftime and played a very effective defense and generated what we needed to offensively off that. And again, just trusting where everyone was going to be and kind of seeing the court and seeing the whole big picture was a big piece of the game last night for us. And yeah, it was nice to get some scoring back. And we had three in double digits because Brooke Befford also came in with 10. And so it's a good night of ball when you can get three people up in double digits. And but we were very defensively focused, and again, just finding that desire and kind of lighting that fire to push ourselves to what we want to get done on the night.
You never know what the tournament's going to look like as far as the opponents that you play. So you played Lakeside, you have two against Wilson, and then now you play Lakeside again coming up on Friday. You have them coming you go to their place, I should say. You beat them the first time, lost to them here in the semis of the Northern Plains League tournament. What are the things you'll need to do this time around against Lakeside to get back on the winning side?
Going to have to be focused and very mindful of taking care of what we need to. Rebounding is going to be key for us, and moving the ball and being quick. And again, just defensively knowing where we're at and taking care of business on the defensive end is where our focus is going to be. And coming into getting everybody kind of healthy and feeling the way we need to be doing. And it's again, but it is at Lakeside. I think it's wrong on a couple calendars, but it'll be at Lakeside on Friday. And so we're going to have to be focused because at their place, and it's one of those rivalries that you just can't let your guard down. You're going to have to be very mindful of what the night of basketball needs to be.
Trina Luters, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thank you again for being with us, and best of luck against Lakeside coming up on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an EasyTrac lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Jamie Walters with us now, the coach of the Osborne Boys basketball team. Coach, you played a couple games since we last talked. Finished out the Northern Plains League tournament on Friday, a 66-63 loss, and then a 69-52 win over Wilson on Tuesday. Go back to that Northern Plains League tournament championship. I know St. John's Tipton is a team that you're very familiar with, obviously, and it was an exciting game. You fell on the short end of it by 3 points. What were your thoughts overall the way the kids played on Friday night?
You know, I thought we played okay. You know, we just, you know, couldn't get a stop when we needed it. You know, we kind of hang our hat on defense, but I know they shot well. But, you know, when they did miss, it seemed like they got offensive rebound. That's something we've kind of stressed all along, you know. They're going to throw in some shots, but we got to make sure we box out and get the rebound. I think they shot, 57%, and, you know, I think they still had 9 or 10 offensive rebounds, and anytime you let them do that, you know, that's a disaster. So, but, you know, just too many little mistakes. You know, there was a couple times we got our pockets picked, and then we ended up fouling when they were going in for a layup, and they made the layup, too. And, you know, just the three at the end of the quarter and, you know, the technical and just a lot of things that, you know, we got to do a better job of.
Wilson, again, then on Tuesday, you won 69-52. Taking a look back at that one, what were some of the things that stood out? And I know you were able to get a pretty big lead there by the end of the third quarter, and you won it by 17.
Yeah. I thought we played pretty well. Defensively, we were pretty good. You know, they were still let a kid kind of get hot on us, and he, you know, made several three-pointers. But, I think it was about 30 going into the fourth quarter, and you know, we were able to play quite a few of our reserves, and it was good. I thought we played pretty well, pushed the tempo a little bit more than what we had been, and
You move on with Lakeside coming up on Friday night, second time you played them here this season. You beat them the first time you played the preseason tournament. Overall, what do you need to do to have a similar success and pick up another win here coming up on Friday night against the Lakeside team?
We've got to continue to play defense. You know, we got to, you know, make them beat us off the dribble, make them play after, you know, rather than, you know, the last two games would kind of killed us. We let some guys get hot on us and make threes, and, you know, we got to run them off the three-point line and make sure they're beating us off the dribble, making a play after that. And, you know, rebounding is always a key as well. So we got to make sure we box out, do a good job of going after the ball and do the end.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us here this week, and best of luck against Lakeside coming up on Friday night.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Next Tech.
And welcome back to the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Denise Kattenberg with us, the assistant coach, acting head coach right now for the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you've had actually three games since we talked last. Finished out the Mid-Continent League tournament on Friday, and then with the weather coming in, you had to move to Monday for the third place game. Let's recap the MCL tournament first. A 71-55 loss to Hoxie there at Waukini on Friday. I know a very good, solid Hoxie team that you saw there. What were some of the things that you took out of that one on Friday?
Yeah, they're a really good team. They shot the ball very well against us on that league tournament. Everything that was going to go their way, it went. And we played well. We played hard. The ball did not fall for us like it did for them, and it just didn't go our way. And luckily, that's not the last time we'll see them, and hopefully next time the ball will fall for us.
You played Elliston on Monday as you, again, had the little break there because of the snow that came in out in there in northwest Kansas. Just when you played Elliston and went back on Monday, you pick up a 43-42 win, so another tight one, a close one with Ellis like you had the first time around. Miley had 21 for you. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the girls performed in a bounce-back effort and a win?
Oh, man, I couldn't be proud of those girls the way that they came back from a loss against Hoxie, and we went Monday, and, the snow, the no school on Wednesday or Tuesday, Wednesday, I think, or Thursday, you know, just really kind of messed with us all week. And so going there, traveling after a Monday, on a Monday, leaving at noon and going, we just played good games with Ellis. It was just a really fun back and forth game to watch. We had great assists and we had a good shooting night. And it just was a really good comeback from behind. I think the most we were down was 7, and it was a really good comeback from behind. And we just played Ellis and the center so far this year. Both games have been really hard-working, blue-collar teams, exciting games.
I know you don't ever take anything for granted in the Mid-Continent League, but I'm sure it was nice to have a game like Hill City on Tuesday after a long week. Hill City, you beat them 51-13, clearly a team that's down a little bit this year. What stood out about Tuesday's win?
You know, I just was finishing up our stats from that, and our assists were like 6-6-5-5. You know, same with our rebounds. And to me, that's what I love having the most of the columns. Like when our assist columns are high, that's when I love to watch basketball. I love passing the ball and I love sharing the ball. And we did a great job with that last night. And it is nice to have a game like yesterday, considering what we have for the next upcoming week.
Friday, you have Phillipsburg. You got to go to their place. You've already played them once this year. You obviously know how good they are. They beat you by 25 the first time around. And everybody talks about tearing sides, but obviously Schimper over there is very good as well. Just a solid team. What do you need to do to have success against Phillipsburg?
I mean, really, it's not. I mean, it is the two of them and Sides and Skip. They're so good. But we just have to buckle down, and we've got to play good defense on all of them. They just keep coming at you on the bench, you know. They just keep subbing, and they're just a really good, solid basketball team. We're going to have to take care of our basketball. We're going to have to shoot the ball well, and we're just going to have to play good, aggressive, buckle-down defense and rebound, of course.
Denise Kattenberg, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here on our Locker Room Chats. We thank you for the time, coach, and best of luck against Phillipsburg coming up Friday.
All right, thanks for having me.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Alex Hobelman with us now, coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, been a real pretty good week for you here. You finished out in the Mid-Continent League tournament, I should say. Thursday you beat Ellis 46-42. It's a team that you had lost to earlier this year. And then you beat Plainville 45-33 to finish in ninth place there on Monday. Take me through the finish of the Mid-Continent League tournament there and getting back-to-back wins and starting to see here in these games recently your team play very well.
Yeah, we're starting to play with confidence. That's a big thing. They're starting to play with confidence. They're starting to kind of figure things out and kind of just play basketball. They're starting to have a little bit more fun with it. Ellis, we played well against them in the rematch, and we're starting to figure out a little bit of kind of the type of team we are. We're starting to establish our identity a little bit, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We've been sticking to a 2-3 zone the last couple games, but we've extended it out to the three-point line. So it's a little bit of a kind of a matchup zone almost, but they've really been doing well with that, and it helped us against Ellis in the rematch. And then Monday against Plainville, playing them for the third time this year, it's hard to play a team that many times, especially beat them that many times. So I know they probably weren't looking forward to playing us a third time. But we started off in our 2-3 zone and kind of dared them to shoot outside shots, and thankfully they were missing. And then we got off to a hot start as well, hitting a couple shots to start the game there.
Again, you get that win against Plainville to finish ninth place. Turned right back around and played against Hill City last night. Clearly a very good team. They were in the MCL championship game, lost on a buzzer beater, but they came up to your place last night, 63-33 loss. What stood out about Hill City there last night?
They're a great team, and what stood out to me was their shooting. Like I said, when we've been playing that 2-3 zone, and we're daring teams to shoot the outside shot. And unfortunately, they were hitting shots last night. Hill City was. They hit 10 threes on us and shot about 70% from the three-point line. And overall, we had them at 68% from the field. So, it's just kind of one of those games. I've been around playing basketball long enough and coaching long enough that, you're going to run into teams that just they have a hot night, and that's kind of what happened. A lot of credit goes to them for hitting their shots, and then they're a good basketball team. They always have been under Coach Riley. They've got speed, they've got length, and they're a well-coached team, disciplined team. So I wasn't surprised to see Hill City and TMP in the championship game. And you mentioned the buzzer beater. I told Coach Riley that's a tough way to lose, but that's basketball.
So again, with the loss to Hill City, you'll move on now, stay in league play with Phillipsburg coming up on Friday night. Phillipsburg's a team that, another one that you've already played this year. You played them very, very early in the season. They got you by 20 at the tournament. I know you're an improved bunch. I'm sure Phillipsburg might be a little better than they were then too. What do you need to do the second time around against the Panthers?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the rematch. It seems like when we have rematch games this year, we're playing a little bit better in those. And we just got to play with confidence. We're learning how to. That first matchup,
sat back in his zone a little bit, and we really, at the beginning of the year, didn't quite know how to attack it, and I think we've improved there. So looking forward to the rematch. We just got to come out aggressive and keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, they're a good team as well. They're improved as well. So I think it'll be a good matchup for us.
Alex Hobelman, coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us here this week, and good luck against the Panthers Friday.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
You're listening to KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. This is the Wednesday night locker room chat show, and I have Thunder Ridge's girls head coach Darren Grauerholtz with me. And coach, you kind of came out at the end of the tournament there, the Northern Plains League tournament. You had to play Pike Valley. You got a 39-20 victory there. How do you think your girls played in that one?
Well, like you say, we're working on consistency, and that's going to be a big part now coming down the stretch. We're trying to develop that point guard that we lost, and just getting them to see things on the floor has been a major challenge. So, and like I say, it's going to be a process, but we're running out of time.
It, kind of a quirk in the schedule. Then you had to turn around on Tuesday night and play the same team you ended the tournament with, that Pike Valley team, one more time, got the 44-30 victory there. Did the two games look alike, or were they a little bit different? How'd that go?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, and I think they tried to collapse on Slavic a little bit more than normal, and we didn't get some outside shots like we wanted to, so we pounded it inside a little bit more to Tori and made her a little more aggressive with the ball as soon as she got it instead of taking some other primary looks first. So as soon as she got it, we told her go to the hole right away, and then she was able to open up some lanes and get some good buckets underneath. So like I say, they really key on her, and if I'm the opposing coach, I guess I would too. So she's our consistent scorer right now, but she was able to get her shots off, and they fell last night.
Do you kind of feel that this is a tough week for maybe you and your team, or all teams in general, as you just kind of come off a competitive tournament, and then, you know, you kind of have, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel with the postseason, but it kind of got a lower spot in the season, or how do you combat that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to challenge yourselves in practice for the most part, because that's where you're going to make those improvements. But it just seems like there's so many kids gone for whatever reason, whether it be other school activities or illness, and you can't get done what you want to. So, you know, I feel bad for a Pike Valley that's only got seven, you know, and then if one or two of those girls are gone, you know, it's tough to get some good workouts in. So, you know, it's really important to practice like you're going to play, and unfortunately for us, it doesn't look like we're getting much done in practice some days.
You got Southern Cloud coming up on Friday, and then the winner of the Northern Plains League Tournament, St. John's Tipton, on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, and I think it's going to give us a good taste of what's going to be coming up in our sub-state. So Southern Cloud, I mean, if we don't play well, they can sneak up and get us. You know, they did it a few years ago. We had a 21-point lead after the first quarter, and they come back and beat us. So, you know, it's one of those deals where they don't give up. So we're going to have to play tough 32 minutes.
Yep. All right, Coach. Well, we'll check in next week and see how those two games fared, and hopefully you stay healthy and have a couple good games.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Our Wednesday night locker room chat show, and I have boys head coach from Thunder Ridge, Devon Branch. And Coach Branch, you finished out the Northern Plains League tournament with a strong showing, a 59-27 win over Lakeside. How impressed were you with the boys on that night?
I was very impressed. We did everything I asked them to do. Control the pace, learn how to waste time on the clock while moving the ball, rebound, communicate on defense, find out where the shooter's at, and make it hard on them. I was very pleased with that. Given the first 2 years I've been here, we never finished anything more than fifth or seventh, so that was a big step for us to go and finish out third place.
And you're able to come back on Tuesday night and get another victory against Pike Valley, 64-45. I've kind of asked this question to different coaches, and they have different answers. How hard is it for this week or maybe this next 2 weeks? You just come off a Northern Plains League tournament, and then you have the postseason. It's kind of lurking in the background, not too far away. How do you keep the kids' attention for these couple weeks?
Now's the time. I start trying to pull out some fun drills, or having them pick out drills that they love the most that we can do in practice, and then just trying to do little new things, and so it won't be repetitive, and I can always keep their mind just guessing and trying to learn new things. So, like you said, it's coming down to the stretch. We've been doing it for a long time, and their bodies are starting to wear and tear. So We try to stretch a lot. We try to do new drills, try to do fun drills, try to condense practice down just a little bit more since the playoff time is coming. It'll be bang, bang, game after game after game now.
Yeah. Speaking of those games coming up, Friday you have one against Southern Cloud. I imagine you'd like to see your kids come out just like they did on Tuesday and get a victory.
Yes, I'd like us to play hard. That's all I want from us now. I'll get a make my scout report tomorrow, and I'll get it to the guys, and basically going to play as hard as we can, play as hard as we can for as long as we can. If you need a sub, we'll get you a sub. And just rebound and control the pace and just have fun. Like, I don't think Tuesday night, I don't think we had as much fun as we normally had. Like, we started getting frustrated, they started getting rough with us, and then we stopped having fun with the game. When my guys are having fun, the sky's the limit, and anything is possible, so I always preach, just have fun, and the game will come to us. Just learn how to control the clock and control the pace.
And what should be a very fun one, on Tuesday night, you get what was the league champions, or league tournament champions, I should say, with St. John's Tipton, and that should be an exciting one for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm looking forward to that one. I've been lucky the last few times we played them to come out with a victory, but they got some new guys and they're playing fast, knocking down sharps, and they're playing smart. It's always a good time when you get to go play the league champions. You know, that gives my kids a little more motive, a little more juice. You know, to get down there and focus in and get the job done.
But we'll let you get back to your fun with your boys there, and I hope you have fun in these next couple of games. And we'll talk to you next week and see how things went.
All right, thank you.
Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.